falar uma frase.
Ok, Assalamualaikum. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Assalamualaikum. Hi everyone, may I get your attention please?
Assalamualaikum, peace be with you. To all of our honored guests, welcome. My name is Lujaina Sati and I will be your MC for this evening. We are delighted to have you today to take part in our second annual Taste of Ramadan hosted by the Islamic Society of St. Catharines. Ramadan is a month where Muslims from all over the world observe fasting, if they are able to, for 30 days. This means abstaining from food and drink from dawn till sunset. This special month is a time of devotion, perseverance, unity, and giving to those in need. We thank you sincerely for taking the time to celebrate and break bread with us. We're running a little bit behind schedule, so there's a short breakdown of the schedule. So the Imam will be our first speaker to come and give short remarks. Then we also have a talk by Sister Jenna Pitania, Reflections on Ramadan. We have a talk by Brother Abu Isa, Fasting Not Furious. And we have a poem by Brother Abdullah Abu Bakr Al-Ghud, What is Ramadan? Okay, without further delay, at 9 o'clock, the call for prayer will be called. We'll break our fast with light food and water. Then we'll go pray and we'll come and enjoy a nice meal, okay? It is in this spirit of interfaith relation that I would like to call on our Imam, Dr. Mustafa Khattab, to share his short remarks.
Good evening, everyone. I'm happy to see you again. I'm gonna keep it short. I have only 2 minutes, okay? It's hard for a speaker to speak only for 2 minutes. Those of you who are priests and ministers, they know what I'm talking about, right? So I'm gonna talk about my understanding of the month of Ramadan growing up as a child in a small village in Egypt. And when I was about 6-7 years old, I received my first lesson from my father. He had never been to school. My father, my mother were not educated, all members of my family. To the best of my knowledge, I'm the first educated person in the history of my family, okay? But still, I learned a lot from my parents who were not to school. My father was a businessman. He was a farmer, but he was also a businessman. We used to sell stuff like cows and buffaloes and goats and sheep and stuff. And some of the people who came to do business with my father were non-Muslim from neighboring towns and villages, right? So some of them, it happened that they came in Ramadan, right? During the day of Ramadan. Everyone in the house was fasting. So my father asked my mother to prepare lunch for the guests, right? So they were sitting there, they were eating a good meal. They had tea after, although everyone in the house was fasting. So that was the spirit. Then something interesting happened when they concluded the business transaction. I think the man was buying a buffalo or a cow from my father. It was the tradition in the village for the buyer and the seller to recite the first chapter of the Quran. It's like the Lord's Prayer in English. It's just like 4 lines. And I remember the Christian buyer recited the first chapter of the Quran with my father. So for me, that was something interesting. This is the spirit of the month of Ramadan. It's about compassion, it's about love, it's about integrity. I also call it the spirit of Nancy McIntosh, who is among us tonight. Where is Nancy? Yes, she's right there. About 4 months ago, it was very cold outside. I was on Welland Avenue. I've told this story countless times, but I never get bored of telling this story. I'm going to be done. Hi there. So I got only 1 minute. So the next morning after the Charlie Hebdo shooting in France, I was sending my son off to school. I was standing on Welland Avenue. It was very cold in the morning. I think it was snowing slightly. Then a green car pulled over. Then this wonderful lady stepped out of the car. She came toward me and she said, you know, I heard about what happened yesterday in France and I don't blame you. I love and respect Muslims and I think you have nothing to do with this and I love and respect your family, because she saw my wife, you know, with the kids all the time. Later I got a hug, okay? And when I told my wife I met this lady, and she gave me the hug, and she said, okay, you know, how old is the lady? And I said, she's old enough to be my older sister, right? But again, I thank Nancy and her husband, Randall, for displaying the spirit of the month of Ramadan, right? And I'm going to give you a small gift, some dates. This is a traditional food we have in the month of Ramadan, so please accept this gift from me. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. May peace be upon you. I greet you today with the Islamic greeting and welcome all of you on this special evening, including our religious leaders and community leaders. As we gather here to break our fast during this sacred month, I will be informing you a bit more about fasting and the month of Ramadan. Now, what exactly does it mean to fast? Now, I'm sure many of you know fasting is abstaining from eating and drinking. But for Muslims, fasting has a much bigger meaning. Fasting is abstaining from all evil actions, such as lying, backbiting, and cheating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran about fasting, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ O you who believe, decreed upon you is fasting, as it has been decreed upon those before you, so you may become righteous. From this verse, we understand that fasting was something that was done even before the time of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. But it must be noted that fasting is not something unique to Muslims only, but many Christians and Jews fast on several occasions. Now, when a Muslim fasts, the mind, soul, heart, and senses rise to elevated places by the means of fasting. Although the stomach may begin to cry, they will continue to smile innocently. Now, I've been fasting for about 9 years, and one of the moments I cherish the most is when one of my younger siblings tried to fast. We were all sitting gathered in a room, most of us were fasting, and my younger sister, she was also trying to fast with us. She left the room and went to the kitchen and started eating blueberries. She returned and her face and clothing was filled with blueberry juice. I started to laugh and smiled. What happened? I thought you were fasting. She smiled and said, I thought we were allowed to do so. My dad then came in smiling and said, it's okay, as long as she didn't mean it, then she can continue. From this, I understood how our religion was based on forgiveness. I also cherish the beautiful nights that I would spend with my parents and family when we gathered at the dinner table to break our fast. I felt so grateful to live in a peaceful country, this country, Canada, where I could eat in peace and could have dinner on the table every night. Now I'm going to talk a bit about the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Hijri calendar or lunar calendar. It is the month in which the first revelation was sent down on Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Many Muslims gather after iftar or breaking of the fast to pray taraweeh. Many Muslims also share iftar together as we are doing so today. Many Muslims also work to memorize and read Quran throughout the month. Ramadan is a month of sharing, as we are encouraged to feed the poor and hungry and feed the fasting person as well. As Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, anybody who offers the meal for the breaking of a fast for a fasting person receives the same reward as that person without diminishing in the reward of that person. Ramadan is a month of solidarity in which we come together to feel how those poor people feel every day. Ramadan is a month of solidarity, sharing, and practicing good. In this month, we get this chance only once a year in which everything is greater and the reward is higher. We get the chance to open up a new page with God, to change our lives forever by replacing our bad habits with good ones, improving our relationships with others and changing our personality as a whole. Finally, I'd like to thank every single person here for coming. I hope you enjoy your meal and get to meet new people. Once again, thank you for listening, and may God bless you and your families, and Ramadan Kareem. Assalamu alaikum.
Our next speaker would be Brother Abu Isa, Fasting Not Furious.
Assalamu alaikum, and howdy to the rest of you. So, my name is Abu Isa. That's not my original name that I was given when I was born, but I actually converted to Islam a while ago. What I'm going to do right now is very briefly, because we're running a little bit behind on our schedule, I'm going to take you back to a very long time ago, 8 years, back before I converted to Islam, so that maybe you can share in a little bit of that story with me, and a little bit of the story of how I learned about fasting. So the first Ramadan I partook in, I was not actually Muslim. I just fasted during Ramadan because I thought it was an interesting thing to do, and I wanted to take part in some of the culture that other Canadians were sharing, explore sort of what other people do in other religions. This was a part of a lifelong process of learning for me. I learned religion not from my parents directly, but actually from my stepmother. It was the wife of my father who taught me about religion, but she was a Hindu. Now, she was under the impression that no one could convert to Hinduism in her own belief, because you would be born as a Hindu if you were to be a Hindu. So instead, she taught me and my brothers a little bit of every faith, so that we could find whatever good we could find, and that later, maybe a generation or two, we could be Hindu. So this was how she taught us a lot of different religions, so that we could find the best in whatever we possibly could. Part of that was teaching us different things like meditation and fasting and things like this. The first time I ever fasted, I fasted according to a certain method of Hindu fasting, because she taught me how to do it this way. Now, she taught me other ways as well from other faiths, but of course she was most familiar and comfortable with this method. So she explained to me, you don't eat at all, nothing. And then you meditate and you pray through the day in a certain way. And you also drink water, copious amounts of water through the day. Now, the first time you do this, do it for 24 hours. And then, you know, when you wake up, then break your fast, have something to eat, drink more water. The second time you do this, try to do it for 48 hours. Don't eat a thing for 48 hours. Try and do that. The third time you do this, try and do it for 3 days straight. Do not eat anything. Only drink water through the day for 3 days. And so I started fasting in this way when I was young, about 16 years old. And I started learning to sort of increase the length of time that I could fast. And we're talking about days at a time without food. But of course I would drink water. So I got to the point where I could fast a number of days, and I had some friends of mine doing it with me for some of the time. So I was learning how to fast this way, and I moved to France. When I was in France, I continued to fast this way for a couple of months out of the year. I would take a day or 2 days off, 3 days if I was really feeling, you know, really overly proud of myself. Because that sort of fasting really takes it out of you. After 3 days of no food whatsoever and only drinking water, you feel pretty terrible. And you sort of try to meditate and keep your mind off of anything at all, because everything is a little bit awful. So I learned this method of fasting until finally I moved back to Alberta. My father was living there, my stepmother was living with him, and my grandparents were living there. And I decided I wanted to try something a little bit different, try something a little bit new, go in this vein of exploring other faiths, and I wanted to fast for Ramadan. So what I did, I kind of broke the news to them in a less than tactful way. I said to them, well, okay, so my father's here, my stepmother's over here. And I said, well, you guys know that I've been fasting on and off a little bit once in a while. They're like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, in the summertime, in about 2 weeks, I'm going to be fasting for 30 days. And they were like, well, you're going to die. That's quite simple, you know, because you can't do that to not eat for 30 days. And then I explained, oh, it's for Ramadan. And of course, she understood what Ramadan was. My father did not. So my father said, okay, well, you're going to die in a different language. That's fine. But then we explained it to him. We said, oh, no, the method of fasting is different. So as Muslims, we break our fast every day. So many of us eat the normal amount of calories through the 24-hour period, although I would say that maybe most of us actually eat more during Ramadan, because as you'll see when this amazing food is spread out before you, you have that encouragement to maybe bump it over the 2,000-calorie mark every night, even though you don't fast through the day. So I just wanted to share with you guys that experience that I had reaching out to a number of different faiths and how beneficial that it can be, understanding one faith to prepare you for your explorations later in life where you don't even know that you're going there yet. So nowadays I find it fairly easy for me to fast for only 17 hours because I've done 72 hours before. It's hard to fully understand the benefits of this sort of gathering and really understanding each other and understanding new cultures without the hindsight of seeing how that becomes helpful later on in life. So I just want to welcome you here and thank you for coming and learning from us, and thank you for giving us the opportunity as well to learn from you. Thank you. Thank you.
Our last speaker for this evening is Brother Abu Bakr. If you can come and share your poem with us.
Hi, everybody. I'm a little bit nervous, so please forgive me if I make a mistake. Okay. Only when you give thanks during times of misfortunes is when you can truly see the beauty in the world. And only while being thankful, only when being thankful, while consumed by the things you ought to be thankful for, is when beauty shall truly radiate through your soul. So I give thanks for everything that I have and all that I've got to know, both good and evil, both joy and sorrow. I even give thanks for some things that we may think as little, as simple as being able to write and recite this poem. So I give, but truly, I can't give enough thanks to God Almighty for allowing me to be thankful. All praise is due to the Most Merciful. I thank God. Every year we are given 30 days with every single devil locked in chains. So we are given 30 days full of chances for change. Our desires decrease, the thoughts in our minds increase. We are thinking as fasting fastens and stimulates our brains. We may feel our body being weakened and our breaths increasingly stink. But our character only grows stronger when we remain patient throughout the day. And our mouths send out a most sweet fragrance like that of the scent of musk to the Most Great. And as we break fast, we give thanks for being able to eat what we have, while others are forced to continue fast because they don't have any food to break. We then sacrifice our night standing foot to foot to pray. But as we tire, our connections to morality and God stay awake. We are promised whoever fasts this holy month with intention for reward will be forgiven with a near clear state. Yes, this is a month for change. It is said, if you take one step towards God, he'll take 10 towards you. If you believe you have reduced the bad in which you do, no matter how little, then you have improved. And you have gained one of the blessings of this month, and hopefully your efforts will blossom and flourish into something beautiful and good. May God give you strength. The other day I asked my father, how would you explain what Ramadan is like? So he told me a story about my grandfather from my mother's side. Many Ramadans ago, during the last night, after they had all rise for the hour to praise the Most High, many came to him and said to him with absolute delight, tomorrow is Eid, Sheikh. Tomorrow is Eid, a joyous celebration. Ramadan is finally about to pass by. Isn't that amazing? We can't wait till daylight. But upon hearing this, being reminded that the most beloved month in God's eyes is about to leave tonight, he could only respond with tears as he cried, this month is about to pass by, the most beloved in God's eyes. Have we tried? Have we truly cherished it more than we'd like? Have we tried to put goodness in actions through doing something kind? Have we given enough charity to feed the hungry and made it a habit to smile? Have we strengthened our character and morality to help lead ourselves and others to better lives? Have we done enough to benefit our community, our city, our country, and anyone who resides? As simple as helping another with their groceries or helping an elderly cross the street, maybe picking up garbage gross and nasty or a cup that's empty or something blocking the road so it doesn't hinder those who drive. Have we taken advantage of doing any kind of good deed in a month where reward is greatly multiplied? Ramadan is a month where you gain a habit of humility, thanking God for as many blessings as you're always thinking. Ramadan is a month of beauty, one that purifies the light in your soul and reflects it upon the world as it shines brightly. Ramadan is a month where we grow closer to God, for that she deserves to be loved and should be but the beginning of who we could be, men and women with radiant characters who continuously work on their flaws, making them even more beautiful. The start of a wonderful journey. That is Ramadan.